night. Good morning. It's a little jazz for you. Can you hear it? Let me get my coffee here. It's just Norm. It's Sunday morning, and it is 5:54. I have to be a little bit more careful because I don't have my travel mug with me. It's my regular New York Mets open ceramic coffee mug. So I don't know why I've chosen to bring this and make it a little bit harder myself. But anyway, jazz music in the background kind of fits how I feel this morning. A bit scattered. If I get some of this coffee knocked down to about the middle of the cup, that'll be better here. You know, I said that jazz fits the mood of my mind because when I listen to jazz music, it can be very, I don't know, to me, I'm not a jazz fan. I mean, I'm a fan of all music if the music catches me right, but a lot of jazz music is very disjointed and scattered and broken to me. It can be non-rhythmic, I guess is the word I'm looking for. So that's the way my mind feels until I get some coffee in me, until the run settles into my soul. Let's have another sip, shall we? I love my coffee. Anyway.
Good morning, friends. It's just Norm, and it's Sunday, July the 20th, 2014. I am out by the Dunedin Causeway for my end of the week, weekly long run. However, Sunday is what most would consider the beginning of the week, which tells you I've had a bit of trouble getting the run in for the weekend, if that makes sense. The summer and the busyness of life and work are squeezing a little bit of extra pressure on me, and I feel just a bit stressful and out of sorts. It's not anything that's emotionally crippling or anything that I can't manage, but I don't have that free, easy spirit persona thinking that I usually do. However, such is the nature of life. We have to go through those things, I guess. Yeah, we do. We just wish we didn't. So, the week of running has been a bit drab. I got 4.5 miles in on Tuesday, and it was stifling hot. I was actually a bit pleased that I got the 4.5 in. I was going to bag it after 3. And then Thursday, the intention was for 5. I had it all mapped out. But after 2, I did bag it. So, I'm not beating myself up. Well, let me take that back. Part of me is beating myself up. And part of me is saying, hey, you got to stick to your so-called theme for the summer. Take what the run gives you. So I guess the sticky part is that I want to run longer miles. But with the oppressive heat, it's just not in the cards. You hear some of my winged friends flying over my right shoulder as I run. Yesterday was a day I would ordinarily have gotten up early, at least a little bit before the sun, and gotten some miles in. But I was so wiped out from the week, and as well, my wife wanted me to help her with some things early Saturday morning. And then late Saturday morning, I just couldn't find the wherewithal. I flirted with running about 3 in the afternoon, but at that time it was way into the 90s, and I bagged that as well. So, here I am on Sunday. I did get up before the sun. Matter of fact, I started this run somewhere between dark and dusk. And now the sky is alit with hints of sunshine. Right now it's just kind of a hazy, steely gray and blue with some clearly defined clouds and that little subtle essence of pink orange, almost the way it does when the sun has completely gone down over the horizon on a sunset and there's still some radiant, not heat, sunlight, but you don't see the sun anymore. I hope that painted a picture for you, which is always my desire, is to paint pictures for you, to communicate. Yep, I'm the one who has a need, an earnest need to communicate with you. So, anyway, what to talk about this week? I feel like there's 1,000 things to talk about, but at the same time, nothing. And I feel like I'm trying to pick and choose my thoughts, comments, and subjects carefully because I don't want to spew forth the poisonous venom of complaining, the poor me. I don't want to give that to you. I don't want to give you the, this is what I don't like, and I'm sick of this, and I don't like that, because that's all too commonplace in our society. We can get caught up into it, and it can rub off on us. It could rub off onto you, and I don't want that. I know that I can struggle with being around people or in environments where there's nothing but negativity and complaining. And I usually put up a good front and abrade that, but being a human being, I fall into it sometimes. So I don't want to give that to you. Now, just to clarify, I don't think I have a lot of negativity to spew at you in which you would become in agreement with and make you down. Rather, I think that when I express things that may not be positive, I'm more looking for somebody or all of you to identify with those feelings. So maybe we are commiserating, or maybe we are just encouraging one another as we share the things that frustrate us. And that's a lot more positive, I think. You know, if somebody comes to me and they're complaining, oh, somebody did this to me, and I don't like that. There's a difference between that and somebody saying, hey, have you ever felt like such and such? And lately I've been feeling like whatever the case, and have you had any experience with that? And then that would cause me to lift them up or to try to encourage them. So in a long-winded way, as is my wont, I like to be positive about everything, even what some may view as complaining. Excuse me. You notice it's a bit quiet out here today? If you really, really listen, you can hear some traffic in the background, probably about half a block away. I've succeeded in running behind some condominiums and some neighborhood loop streets as I make my way out into the main causeway, which is about 3/4 of a mile straight away to from where my car is parked. So for right now, I'm enjoying some of the serenity that the quiet that I'm always searching for. So the things that I want to share with you that I hope you can identify with me are a couple, and I'll explain them. And the first is my frustration with the run. Because you see, I want those long distances, and I want the running to be pleasurable. Even if I'm huffing and puffing, the ambient temperature has a lot to do with it. So, in the wintertime, when it's 50 or 60, even 70, there's a lot more comfort because the air is crisp and cool and refreshing. When it's summertime like this, it can cause more fatigue, even at the outset of the run. And that kind of builds as you go along, which makes it less likely. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
It makes it less likely to be pleasurable because fatigue from the very beginning doesn't feel good, does it? You know? So, that's a pretty positive way of sharing that my summer running is not pleasurable. And I wonder if any of you in extreme temperatures can identify with that. Now that sounded much less like a complaint than I would otherwise share. Didn't it? Doesn't it? You know, my running has to be, maybe for many of you as well, intuitive. It's innate. You know, I don't like to get caught up into, and I do this from time to time, but I don't like to get up and concentrating so much in the run, it takes the pleasure out of it. You know, is my stride short? Is my base short? Is my posture correct? Is my pace too fast? Do I have to watch myself? You know, my arm swing? I mean, those are good things to do, but sometimes, for me, at this stage and season of my running life, I'm more prone to just lacing up, gently stretching, and starting to run. I know myself intuitively to feel or to go as to what feel as to go as fast or slow as to what feels comfortable. But even slowly in this weather can be oppressive. So just sharing with you to see if you feel the same way I do about how you run and in what conditions. I just looked down at my feet to see what my stride was, and I did a visual scan of myself, and I thought I would describe to you my circus attire. And by circus attire, I mean that I think I probably look like a painted circus clown with the array of colors that I have on. So, from head to toe, visualize me with a white head sweat cap, a pair of glasses. I forgot to pack my sunglasses, So sun will be coming up soon, but the bill of the hat should keep the sun from my eyes. I am wearing a very loud safety orange technical t-shirt, which bears the name of the three non-joggers. You remember them? Carl, Russ, and Gary. It's a show that I sorely miss. You guys remember them, don't you? On my arms, I have a black road ID on my right, a black and blue Garmin wristwatch on my left. My pants are navy blue, maybe even black, I don't know, and they're technical shorts with blue piping on the sides. They are Asics. I have my black right patellar strap. Keeps my patellar femoral syndrome at bay. On my right knee, I have some black Balega ankle socks. I think they are. I don't know if these are Balegas or if they're... Anyway, then I have my blue with neon slash lime green Newton Motion 3s that I'm wearing. So, needless to say, I'm a bit colorful this morning. Well, I guess it's a long time no see, huh? That was the same gentleman that I passed earlier and said good morning to. I looped around a neighborhood street while he proceeded straight up to the causeway, which I am now on. I'm approaching the bridge, the drawbridge. And I think I've got about 2 miles under my belt, which is all right. I'll take it. Just as this run progresses, each chunk of time or distance is slowly melting away some of the angst that I brought into it. Thus, a demonstrated proof that I need the run. Some of you may see me post my runs or my podcast links or running banter in several different venues. So, for example, I post or I upload my runs first and foremost while I'm out on the run to Runkeeper. It's the GPS tracking device that's on my iPhone, and it's been one of the most stable platforms. Wow, that's beautiful. Can I take a picture? Let's take a picture here. Oh, it's quiet. Maybe this picture will give you an idea of the quiet that I'm visualizing. Thank you for indulging me. So yeah, you see me post my runs right up to Runkeeper as soon as I'm done. It's just a quick way to keep track of the run. It also serves as a backup in case I don't have my watch or my watch goes awry. So I have some way of getting a good guesstimate of my mileage. So when I get home, I plug my Ant stick into my computer to upload my Garmin data. And from there, I go to Garmin Connect, which is the website, the software application to track my data, I usually title the run and share it to Facebook and or Google Plus. So there's that. In addition, I then usually trot over to Daily Mile. And from there, I put in my run, which used to sync my Garmin and just pull in that data and put a little blurb about what my run was like and wish everybody happy training. I'm running up a steep stone bank here to get to the drawbridge. No fishermen. I am out here earlier, aren't I? So the reason I'm telling you where I post my runs is that since I got my Garmin back from repair, I've been trying to sync to Daily Mile. And it won't. It won't sync. And to make a long story short, I have contacted both Daily Mile and Garmin. The response has been, I don't know, pretty much. So, ordinarily, this would frustrate me, and I would continue to push forth. Excuse me. Oh, there's a fisherman. He's on the downside of the drawbridge. So I wonder if he'll look favorably or with disdain at me coming across his path. Whew, I'm a bit winded, but it's all good. So, I think instead of pushing on, I'm going to let Daily Mile go. The reason why is I've got plenty of other ways of posting. I mean, the reason I go to Daily Mile is a little bit more for the fellowship and the camaraderie. But even in regards to that, I don't go there a lot, and I don't comment as much on other people's runs as I think they would like. You know, if people comment on mine, I say, hey, thanks a lot. But it's not like I scour the Daily Mile board looking for people to comment on their workout. And that's probably because I'm really more in tune to Facebook. I don't even go to Twitter that much. And really not that much on Google Plus either. It's primarily Facebook that I interact on. Morning, guys.
Good morning, how you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Good.
They moved the poles, but one they left I had to jump over. And now, I'm coming across this one. It's got a line there.
Sorry.
No, that's okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so that one was a pole that was stuck in the bridge, and they had the line going into the water. They could have moved it for me, but I just ducked under the line. So, there's that. So anyway, back to my running posting. You know, I did try and contact, I'm going down a steep embankment here, the Daily Mile guys. You know, I didn't know that there's only two guys that run the Daily Mile. One's name is Ben. I don't know what the other's is, but Ben said, we're just two guys trying to, you know, get this going. Morning.
Hey, good
morning. How are you?
Very good.
Morning. A couple of dads, I would think, out with their kids, their boys, fishing on a quiet morning here at the causeway. So, I decided I'm going to let Daily Mile go because it's enough posting with Runkeeper, which posts automatically to my Facebook timeline, and as well my Garmin, which will track my mileage as well, which is actually one of the main features that I like on Daily Mile. As you can see, your total mileage ever since you've joined, and as well what your yearly mileage is. And I think I'm up to about 450 miles for the year. I think something like that. Might be closer to five, might be a little under five. I don't know. I can't remember just off the top of my head. But anyway, I'm not gonna annoy the very kind fellows that run the Daily Mile with my insistence that Garmin upload or sync to that website. So I'm not gonna use the Daily Mile anymore. I might close the account, actually. So any of you that I've met through there, I'm still around, but I just don't think I'll be on Daily Mile that much. It's a little bit of a shame because there are some people I've met through Daily Mile, but on the whole, not really. Mostly I've met people through my podcast venue or on Facebook, and then we happen to find each other in Daily Mile, so gonna let that go. So there's that. I've been saying that a lot today, haven't I? There's that. Oh, the waters are gentle. They're not even making a splashing sound. Listen to the quiet. Isn't that peaceful? Now, car's coming, but still, it's much quieter. This is the peace that I'm looking for. What else did I want to talk with you guys about? Let's see. My running as of late. The state of my mind. The leaving of Daily Mile. What else? Well, let's get some steps in here and let my mind soothe and soul itself some more, and I'll see you on the other side of the break with whatever I have. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. So I got a little peace and perspective while out here on the morning's run. I turned off the mic and just tried to listen to the sounds of my environment. At one point, stopping to look at over the waters and contemplate the birds flew in the sky, just simply watching a bird flap his wings and fly so far off into the horizon that I actually saw his figure and form dissipate. I could no longer track him with my eyes. I have to guesstimate he flew over water a mile or so away, straight dead ahead of me. As he flew, I thought about the wonder and the beauty and the magnificence, I don't usually say that word, of creation. I thought about his little heart pounding in his thorax, that his blood was coursing through his body. And I even thought of the cells that were carrying out the functions they needed to in order for this thing to live, breathe, and fly. And I stayed settled in that quiet and just let it kind of splash over me. It just struck me as having given me some perspective. No scattered thoughts, no worries, no plans, no anticipations, no regrets. Just basking in the quiet of that moment. I'm about a half a mile or so away from the entrance of Honeymoon Island State Park, where I'll make my turnaround. And I expect that the number of miles that I achieve will be satisfying. And I expect that I will get caught up in some more glory as well. I'm halfway, or almost halfway through this run, and I've come a long way from where my mind and brain were yesterday, this week, up to yesterday, and even in the early parts of this morn. So, I guess I'm gonna try to cultivate that and bring it forth and pull it out and dwell in it and apply it to my mind and my heart and my soul. And so I will leave you, having shared with you just a short portion of the run and where I'm at in these days of this mystery and beauty that we call life. So until we speak again, and I'm pretty sure you know we will, try to remember that I do love you guys. And until next time, this is Just Norm.